Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides, Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
No, we are not, Dory. But we are two friends who love to talk about serums together.
It's true.
Just thought I would ad-lib that opening a little bit, you know, spice it up.
I'm into it. This is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And we always ask that you please remember we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com, where you can also email us a voice memo.
Love a voice memo. And look, if you need to scratch the Forever 35 itch when you're not listening to the pod, you can check out the Forever 35 subreddit on Reddit. You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, where we have links to everything we mention on each episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod and on Instagram, where all the action is at Forever 35 Podcast. And then, of course, a lot of action over in the Facebook at our Facebook group, Forever 35 Podcast, where the password is serums. Very straightforward password. We say it every episode.
If you've ever listened to the show, you will know what the password is.
Yes, 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 indeed.
So, Kate, you have some very hydrating news.
Let's get wet, everybody. Do you want
to?
I know.
Okay, so we've been recording recent episodes on camera using a new program. And so I can show Dory my new water bottle. Have you seen it yet? Have I showed it to you?
Yes, you have. Well, you also texted me to ask if you should get it.
And you said
okay,
yes.
Okay, so you're double fisting.
Well, but this is a smoothie in my old
water
bottle.
Oh, I see.
And then in my new 74-ounce inspirational water bottle is my water.
Wow. Now, okay, talk to me about this water bottle. What is it made of?
Well, I think it's just made of BPA-free plastic. So a lot of people, you may have noticed, have been really committing to hydrating during this pandemic because we all need a hobby. I'm already into drinking water, but my Hydro Flask has gotten really kind of gross, like I need to buy a new one. You know when water bottles just start to get gross?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
There's mold. And I was influenced by a few people that I follow on Instagram. Daniel Prescott. She has this big water bottle and has been talking about it. And a lot of people who follow her have been buying it. And then Katie Rossman of the New York Times wrote a whole article about these giant water bottles with measurements that, you know, they kind of give you a schedule on the water bottle so you know to keep drinking. Which, look, I'm already like an advanced water drinker. I don't need motivation, but it doesn't hurt. I'm here for it. But I just liked the idea of a giant jug because I'm constantly refilling my water bottle. And just the thought of, like, you know, I'm in this kind of phase where I'm just at my computer working right now. So I was like, why not just get this giant ass 74-ounce water bottle and see what happens? I allowed myself to be influenced. And you know what? It feels refreshing. Quite
just
literally.
Like that water.
Yes. And so the one I bought, like, it's from Amazon. I'm sure you can find it other places, but it's by a company called Hydromate. And the reason I went with this one, there are millions of big ass jugs that people are using. Caroline Moss, I think, has adopted a big ass jug over at G-Thanks, just bought it. There was one in their Instagram stories the other day. The reason I went with this one is because I like a straw. So this has a straw. I don't like to tip back to drink. I like to suck the water. This is so specific.
Hmm.
But, you know, like, I am obsessed with drinking water to the point where I think I've mentioned my best friends told me I have water anxiety. Like, if I don't have a water bottle or if I don't have...
Interesting.
Yes, like, maybe my kind of prepper anxiety is highlighted. Like, if I get on a plane and I don't have a ton of water, I start to panic a little bit. And you know, like, I do have to also acknowledge, like, how lucky we are to just be able to be, like, drinking tons of water when, like, there are many people in the world and even our country who don't have access to clean water. Like, it's not lost on me that, like, this is a bit of, like, a, you know, it's like a thing we're so lucky to have that we don't even think about most of the time when there are, you know, fellow Americans who their water is literally poison. So I was thinking about that as I was drinking from my big ass jug. But I think water is, like, honestly, one of my most obsessive parts of my self-care. Like, my human daily basic care is my water. So here I am, Dory. Here I am with Juggy.
I just want you to keep saying big ass jugs.
I didn't even realize that that's what I was saying. And I sound like a chauvinistic character in an 80s sitcom.
Big ass jugs.
Big ass jugs. Well, that's where I'm at. Would you ever get one of these? Like, does this appeal to you or do you think it's ridiculous? I'm curious what your thought is about the big ass jug.
It does appeal to me. I will admit, though, I am trying not to drink or eat anything out of plastic these days. So for that reason, I will probably not get one unless they come out with, like, a silicone version or a metal version.
Or like a big tin bucket with a straw.
Yeah, like a big tin bucket with a straw. Exactly. But I do like the concept, and I think there is something about that visual that is really helpful.
Yes, especially,
you know, yes. I do like to drink water, and people have gently mocked me for always having water with me, like when we used to leave the house. But I do feel like now that we don't leave the house, I feel like I don't drink enough water. Like I'm lucky if I get through two 32-ounce bottles of my Hydro Flask a day.
I think that's a good amount of water. I mean, I do think like to kind of look at this from all sides, like is this just another thing we're being fed as like a, you know, like there's this whole like, I'm going to drink all this water and have baby skin and, you know, water is going to cure everything. Like it's just another like a wellness fad.
I don't think water cures everything, but I do think it's important to be well hydrated. I do feel better when I'm well hydrated. Like if I'm dehydrated, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
So I don't understand people who don't drink water all day. Like I know they exist, but for me personally, that just doesn't work. I like drinking water and I've never been a big drinker of like other liquids. Like I was never super into like juice or soda. So I was always into water, but like, I don't know. I feel like I just don't drink enough of it.
Well, if I can find like a glass, a giant 74-ounce glass jug with inspirational motivation on it, I will get it for you.
I appreciate that.
Happy early birthday as soon as I find that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well,
you see me.
I do see you. I see you and I honor you. And I hydrate you. Tell me about your day yesterday that you spent with 41 Forever 35 listeners.
Okay, so as our listeners know, Kate and I both have Pelotons, which, you know, has been a godsend during this pandemic. I'm very grateful that I have one. I did my 100th Peloton ride yesterday, which is very exciting. And people in like the Peloton community tend to like celebrate these milestones. And so I had alerted the Forever 35 Peloton Facebook group that I would be doing this specific live ride yesterday at 4:30 our time. And I invited and encouraged people to join me. And lo and behold, 41 people did.
That's so cool.
It was really cool.
That is so cool.
I mean, and, you know, there could have been more. They might not just have had the Forever 35 hashtag in their profile. But what's fun is, like, you can – I like, filtered everyone who was riding live to just see the Forever 35 people. So I was only riding with them. And, like, it was truly kind of touching and, like, really fun. And you can give people high fives when you're riding. And, like, everyone was just high-fiving everyone the whole ride. It was really nice. So thank you to all of those members of the Forever 35 Peloton Facebook group. I loved riding with you. I should also note, not everyone in the Facebook group has the bike. A lot of people use the app, which anyone can use. You don't need a bike to use it. And the app itself is only $12.99 a month. And there are also a lot of people who use the app with a different, cheaper bike.
I think past Forever 35 guest and author and illustrator Anne Shen was just posting in her Instagram stories about the bike that she uses with the Peloton app. I'll ask her. Yeah, maybe we can find that out, link to it.
I follow her on the Peloton app. So
it's got to be.
I
do love that they have this thing now where you can hashtag, like, kind of like, I'm in obviously the Forever 35 hashtag, which is like mind-boggling. There's like 550 Peloton people with that hashtag. So if you are a listener and you want to find us on rides, I always look for the Forever 35 people when I ride, but I also am in like a fish Peloton community, Dory. So sometimes
what's
I find
that called
them. Pelo fans, PELOPHANS. We are also in a Facebook group.
Oh. Now, has there ever been any talk of them doing a fish ride?
Okay, so there have. I don't know if there's ever been talk of, like, the fish fans want one.
Of course, yes.
But there has not. There's been a full Grateful Dead ride, Jen Sherman. There are a few teachers who do kind of jam band rides, Dennis. Mm-hmm. I think the other one is Hannah Corbin. But Jen Sherman and Dennis Morton are like kind of the deadheads, I think. And they've
Which makes sense because they're like our age or older.
Yeah, Jen's 50. Dennis is like 40. And Dennis has played Fish in some of his rides because I've taken like some of these jam band rides. I loved the one of Jen Sherman's Grateful Dead rides. It was amazing. I'm obsessed with Jen Sherman. This is very Peloton specific, but like truly more and more people are Pelotoning as we just sit at home. And it's quite a treat to be able to have access to that community.
Yeah. So just wanted to give a shout out. And, you know, it was also nice because given that we've all been at home for so long, we so rarely get to have these like live group experiences anymore. And obviously like we're not all together, but there was just something really nice about knowing that all these people were doing it together with me at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds like it feels really good.
Yeah, it did.
I'm sorry I wasn't there to join you. I was menstrual cramping in my bed.
That's really
TMI.
I'm sure there will be other opportunities. not TMI, never TMI.
Okay.
All right, let's take a short break.
Oh my gosh, we have so many fun things to talk about when we get back.
We do. Yep, so we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Okay, we're back. Kate, we had heard from a listener who had come out in her 30s and was kind of wondering how she should change her style.
Yes, and also like kind of dealing with friends' feedback.
Yeah.
In changing of her style. And we received such amazing advice and thoughts from other listeners that we wanted to share.
We really did.
So here's our first email that we're sharing today. I just finished mini episode 178, and as a queer teenager, I felt that I could provide some input here, particularly for the listener wondering about their gay style. This year, as I've come out as pansexual and explored my own style more, this is something I think about a lot. Recently, I've changed so much of my wardrobe and found new things that make me comfortable in my look and my sexuality. What I've learned is that there are so many ways to be gay. You can really take any style and tweak it to express your identity, and it doesn't have to be blatant. For example, I've always had a darker, edgier look, and I've started wearing flannels with my goth clothes and makeup. Beanies are also a nice touch that make everything a little bit gayer, but not too gay. Also, little rainbows are such an amazing and cute way to show your pride if none of these stereotypically gay items of clothing fit your taste. I have many friends who just like to dress in the colors that they feel express them instead of focusing on the items of clothing themselves. There's really no correct way to be queer, and you really can make any item of clothing as gay as you want. True allies will support you no matter what you wear, and no one should ever be pressured to dress in a way that they're uncomfortable with. Hopefully some of these suggestions help. P.S. As a Gen Zer, I must admit that Kate's use of the word Zezer makes me cringe. But of course, I always appreciate the words you guys make up. As for trends, I think there's so much more acceptance of individuality in today's teens, at least the ones I know. So whatever is considered popular online is really only what a specific group of people are wearing in regular life, though the controversy is always interesting and often hilarious to see.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, teen listener.
I love this.
This was such a great email to receive. I'm so honored that teens are listening to this podcast.
I know. The teens are so great.
I think the teens are really great, which terrifies me because I've always thought the teens were bad, especially when I was a teen. But I kind of think today's teens are awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's really interesting.
Yeah. All right. You want to share this email, Dory?
I would love to. Hi, Kat and Dor. I wanted to write in response to the listener searching for her style post coming out. Coming out in my late 20s, I was so torn between looking too gay or too straight. Wanting to feel like my full self, but also not wanting to seem like the stereotype who comes out and changes everything. It was helpful for me to consider what stereotypically feminine elements of my style had I embraced because I truly liked them. For example, always having my nails done, and what other things had I rejected because I was worried someone could suspect I wasn't straight. Noticing what I had an impulse to like but held back from was usually an alert to that internalized homophobia rearing its head and usually was silly, i.e. not buying fun metallic Birkenstocks or not wanting to follow Brandi Carlile on Insta. I'm sorry to laugh. I'm laughing because I love Brandi Carlile. And I
love fun metallic Birkenstocks.
I did not realize that Brandi Carlile was something that would lead someone to suspect that you weren't straight. Okay, so just like how I tell the diet culture voice to get lost, so do I now try to tell the heteronormative voice in my head to shut up, let me live when I find myself holding back from buying, doing, wearing, listening, or liking something. A helpful narrative reframe for me was that many queer people have common interests or style, just like many Californians or New Englanders or chefs have common interests or style. And none of those people aren't buying or wearing or doing something because it's too California or New England or chefy. So like what you like. And if it gives people a clue that you're not straight, so what? It's not a secret. And now you have a life more filled with things that feel good and bring you joy to boot. As for the listener's friends, my favorite way to kill those comments is a deadpan. That's a weird or rude thing to say. Not creative, but universally applicable.
Yeah, it is.
I love this email.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, this is just really helpful and thoughtful for everyone to hear.
Yeah.
And hopefully for specifically the listener who wrote in. But
yeah,
now you have a life more filled with things that feel good and bring you joy. Ugh. Mm. Chef's kiss to that listener. What great advice.
Indeed.
All right. Well, we have one more bit of advice to share from a listener. This is a voice memo. It's a little bit longer, but it's just fantastic. I just want to tattoo it on my soul.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I just listened to your podcast episode about the person who called in and is trying to figure out their personal style as it relates to their queerness, bi-ness, however they identify. And I just really was glad that Kate said, say something to your friends, because listening to your story, I could just really relate to that. And style and how we represent ourselves is such a part of our identity. And by being queer, we're stepping out of this mainstream idea of what style should be. And when people even joke about that, it's coming from a place of punching down. It's not theirs to joke about. And even things that feel harmless, it's not theirs to joke about. So just remind them of that. They probably don't realize they're doing it. But you don't need that sort of... to me, it always feels patronizing. I don't need that sort of... those comments, those things that make me question myself. And also, I just want to say that style is going to change. And throughout my experience of being queer... Now I identify as a lesbian. I used to identify as non-binary. I used to identify as a femme lesbian. Now I very much identify as a butch lesbian. And so something that's been really freeing is remembering that this can change. So you don't need to find your style that's going to fit you for the rest of your life. Just kind of trust your gut with what you think looks cute right now. And that doesn't really even have to fit into anything. You know, sometimes I just find people's clothes that I like and I think, huh, okay, well, I'm going to find something like that. And it's going to keep evolving. So don't put too much pressure on yourself. And I think part of not putting pressure on yourself is not letting anyone else try to contain you in some box that makes them comfortable. Don't do that. And I bet you look super cute every single day, and I'm just really proud of you for going on this journey. Okay, love and kisses from Kansas City. Oh, one more thing. I thought I was done, but I had to record this extra part. You need friends that are going to hype you up on this journey and not judge you at all. You want to find those people in your life that don't think like, oh, that haircut's gay, or oh, those boots are gay, or whatever sort of bullshit stuff. They're the people that care about you just finding the style that reflects your inner self, you know, and that are going to be super excited about whatever that is. And I hope you at least have a few friends or a few family members or people that come to mind where you can like text them a picture of like your new haircut, or like you're like trying a new jacket or something. And they're just going to be like, hell yeah, you look great. Because like, it's about the journey. It's not about the haircut or the jacket. And when you're like exploring this, you just want people to like support you, not judge you. You know, the only thing that makes this sort of like personal exploration really hard is the fear of judgment. And so just like, don't share it with the judgy friends. Share it with your hype team. Now isn't the time for critical feedback. Now is just the time for supportive love. Okay, now I'm really done.
Share it with your hype team.
You need a hype team.
What a great voicemail. I also loved when the caller said, you look really cute.
I know, me too. And also just that your identity can change, that it is in flux and fluid. I'm so glad they shared their own experience. Because that was really helpful in understanding what they meant. And I think every single one of these listeners make a great point about the support that you deserve to receive from the people in your life.
Yes, I agree.
So find your hype team if you don't already have one. Dory, you are my hype team.
Oh, same to you, Kate.
Thank you. Well, listen, I really appreciate this conversation so much. I'm so glad people shared with us. And if you have any more thoughts,
Kate,
yes, Dory.
You know, you're so right about kind of highlighting what the caller said about all, like, you're not locked in
to anything.
You can change your mind, and that's okay.
Yes.
And like, I think we sometimes forget that it's like, once we announce that we are something, then that's it.
Right. And how is even? No, yes, that's not the way.
No.
I mean, it can be if that's, you know, that's what's worked for you, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break again.
And then
we will burb.
Yes, we will.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we have burbed.
Okay, so Dory, we got a voicemail that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm calling with a question about smells. I live with my partner and my young child. I've been with my partner for a long time now, like 15 years. And we're 11 months now into like everything at home. School at home, work at home, pretty much at home all the time. And I'm having trouble getting excited with my husband because of his smells. Farts, body odor, sweat, number twos. I feel like I've tried everything to make things smell better, and it's not working. I've tried essential oil diffusers, toilet spray, like that poo-pourri that you spray beforehand. I've tried new deodorant for him, I clean. Like, I clean the house every week. He's never been big on cleaning the house. And I'm starting to notice now that we've been home for so long that he's really not into keeping things, not just clean, but, like, hygienic. And so I'm trying to figure out how to get over this hump or how to talk to him about it. He doesn't change his clothes every day. He'll rewear, like, the same boxers 3 days in a row. And so I'm trying to, like, convince him, like, you know, when you're done in the bathroom, turn on the fan and open the window, or turn on the diffuser, or trying to get him to regularly shower, like, every other day or every 3 days. It's really hard. He seems to think that because we're home all together, that, like, there's no barriers. We're just all in this together, but I don't want to be in his smells together. And it's, like, this mixture of sour body smells and, like, ass smells. I'm just done with it. It's like my kid is six. I'm so done smelling butts. I really am. I don't want to smell butts when, like, we're spooning on the couch or in bed together. Or, like, he gets up to go and I'm still in bed. It's like, you know, there are ways that you can manage it. And the same thing with, like, his body odors. So I'm wondering, like, a few thoughts on how to help me talk with him about hygiene, how to talk with them about, you know, all of our smells together. I don't want to piss them off, but I think it's going to. And just, you know, wanted to hear your thoughts. Or maybe I should just Febreze him in his sleep, and that might help something. I don't know what it would really help long term. But yeah, want to know your thoughts. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. You both always have wonderful, wise words of wisdom. And maybe you have a little tidbit for me here. Okay, take care. Bye.
This is very interesting.
There's a lot here to talk about.
A lot.
Where do you want to begin?
Well, you asked your husband for some thoughts, so maybe we should start there, because I have thoughts too, but I think maybe we should touch on Anthony's ideas
okay.
first.
So since you and I are both in relationships with men, like this listener, I thought who better to ask than my husband? Okay, so here's, I didn't play in the voicemail, but I was just like, hey, a listener is having problems with her husband's butt smells, basically, is what I told him. And he said this, my advice would be to pitch solutions rather than just complaints. Suggest they both start lighting a match or using air freshener in the bathroom. He also said, buy him new boxers she likes that she thinks he will like. Though wearing the same underwear over and over again is not a smell issue. That's something else. And then he also said, people shit and fart. It's part of life. So I think she could acknowledge that it's an issue for her without making it seem like the idea that he shits is what is disgusting to her. And even acknowledge that the pandemic has made it more present in their relationship. And she would like to she has some ideas. Make it about them instead of about him. That would be my advice.
What did you think of Anthony's advice?
I think it sounds like an advice from a man. Why can't this fucking guy get his literally get his shit together by himself, new underwear? I mean, like, I actually agree. Like, look, the listener is looking for a way to tactfully talk to her partner about her partner's smells. And part of it is just hygiene. Like, it sounds like he doesn't shower that much or clean himself or... you know, not wears the same underwear over and over again. And then the other part is like a fact of life, is that you like share bathrooms and spaces with people. People fart, people poop, people smell. Like, that is just a thing. But it does seem like there needs to be some sort of like mutual understanding that keeping your space and your home, not clean is not the word I'm looking for, but like comfortable. Maybe clean is the word, like tidy and comfortable so that everybody feels at ease in the space. Mm-hmm. And like, he's going to have to compromise and do something else, because like part of, honestly, like, yes, pooping and farting is a part of life, but like, so is like, I think maintaining not just like those spaces, but like it, I wonder if it's affecting like your intimacy that you feel with your partner, you know, like there is, I'm down to fart in front of your spouse and all that stuff. But like, if it's not for you and if it's making you kind of be grossed out, like that is a thing you kind of do want to talk about. I don't know. What do you think, Dory?
Well, a lot of what this listener said, I related to, because I feel like Matt doesn't always shower as often as I would like him to. And his poops are very stinky. But my strategy for dealing with this has been to just be like, take a shower. You don't smell good.
That's kind of been my, I mean, Anthony showers every day, but yeah, with the bathroom, I'm like, yo.
Yeah. Or like light a candle. Like we have candles in the bathroom. Just light the candle. Like I feel like I have not tiptoed around it if I feel like he is not being hygienic enough. Now, the other thing I will say is, as I was listening to this voicemail, the other thing that crossed my mind is that your husband sounds depressed. And I think often when people get depressed, personal hygiene is like one of the things that just kind of goes. And I think the hygiene thing is actually separate from the pooping.
Yeah, like the body smells. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the stuff about him not changing his clothes, not showering, kind of being oblivious to his like personal hygiene, that set off some alarm bells for me in terms of like what his mental health is like right now. So, you know, I know that we always recommend therapy, but I think it's worth just having a conversation with him of like, are you okay?
Yeah, that's, I, you know what, it hadn't crossed my mind. I think you make a great point.
Because I think that part of this might actually be a symptom of depression.
Dory.
So, look, I could be totally off base. He could be happy as a clam.
I think that's an astute observation.
But that was what like kind of rang for me as I was listening to this.
Separate from that, I did notice that it sounded like this listener does a lot of the work to maintain their space. And I really think that it has to be a team effort. Like, you're buying all the stuff, you're cleaning, he doesn't like to clean. Like, part of me is like, well, I mean, again, let's not talk, like, mental health aside, like, you both have to share the responsibilities, whether or not you like to do it. You know, like, I think Anthony would be very happy not making the bed every day, but I like the bed made, and so he makes the bed. Like, it's just like, you know, like, you kind of have to meet your partner halfway here, and the responsibility should not all fall on you. And so there should be a conversation about how you guys can split it up and also do it in a way that actually solves the issues that you're having.
I will tell you that very early on in the pandemic, listeners of this podcast, and I probably talked about this on here for you also, might remember that Matt and I were cleaning up every night at 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do remember that.
We no longer do that, which we probably should. But that could be a way to kind of jumpstart this.
Good idea.
Just a thought.
Hey, maybe other people have advice here. Maybe this is a conversation people have had to have. It can be tough to approach these things.
Yeah. Yep.
And look, if you want to buy him some new boxers that you think he will like, I can tell you that my husband wears MeUndies. He loves MeUndies.
My husband likes Pair of Thieves.
There you go. Two boxer recommendations.
Yeah. All right. We got a text that was directed at you, Kate.
Thank God.
Just wondering what the status of your back pain has been, especially with the home desk situation. If your back is feeling better, what worked?
Okay, so I am long overdue for kind of like an update, follow-up to both my back pain and also like my longer-term work on like body image stuff, and they're all kind of connected. My back pain is gone. And I...
Whoa.
Yeah. Kate. Yes?
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Okay. And do you know what I... Do you know what I think did it? What removed it? Is exercise.
Okay.
Specifically weight training.
Were you not exercising? I thought you were exercising.
No, I was. I've always been exercising, but I specifically started doing working with weights. Mm-hmm. And strength, and talking with my trainer who kind of coaches me individually, but also pre-pandemic times I would do small group classes. Now it's all online, but saying my back hurts here, and strengthening parts of my body to support the other parts of my body that weren't hurting.
Yep.
And after about 4 months, the back pain, which had been, so severe, it was miserable. It crept into every part of my life. Mm. It was gone. It was gone. And that's been about almost a year ago. I don't have the back pain anymore.
Unbelievable.
So the thing that changed was my fitness regimen and specifically doing weight training. So, and I'd still do it at home with whatever weight, we have kind of like a hodgepodge of equipment here. But it has been kind of also my elbow tendonitis that I had is gone. And I think because of that. So,
wow.
I know it's crazy. And I also do sit on a very thick purple mattress, podcast sponsor. I sit on one of their seat cushions at work. And that does also help. And for bed, I sleep with a little foam leg rest under my legs, like a little knee pillow. Mm-hmm. And I fall asleep on my back. And I did all these things. The knee pillow and the seat cushion were all part of the back pain stuff. And I still use them, mm-hmm. but I do not have the back pain anymore. Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
Yeah. And I don't know if that would be a solution for everybody. I don't know. But I can tell you, there were times where I couldn't move. I was in so much pain. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's it. That's what that's what seemed to have done it for me.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you for asking, listener. Oh, and wait, can I say one more thing? Also, I will say one thing I do think is really important is setting up an ergonomic workstation. I have a laptop, it is up on a stand, I have a keyboard, I have a mouse tracker pad, I don't hunch over my laptop. And I also set this up for my kids because they were just hunched over doing school at home, and I realized we were all destined for a life of back pain. So I do think that is a real key thing to do for yourself. It's a really worthwhile investment.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. So I'll share my desks, my computer stand in the on our website, forever35podcast.com. Wow. Dory. Okay.
Kate.
We've come to the end of the road.
We have.
We'll be back. It has. I feel like we've crossed many bridges today.
We have. Well, it was a pleasure.
So much fun.
I will talk to you and everyone else soon.
All right. Stay hydrated, everybody.
Bye.